It's Tuesday, April 6, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. The Supreme Court rules on Google and Oracle relating to APIs, and new job growth data for 2021, how perks are impacted. This is the Business of Tech. Let's lead with the biggest tech news. In a ruling Monday, the Supreme Court found that Google could legally use APIs from Oracle's Java when it built Android. Quoting from The Verge, Google's copying of the API to re-implement a user interface, taking only what was needed to allow users to put their accrued talents to work in a new and transformative program, constituted a fair use of that material. The Supreme Court ruled in a 6-2 opinion, with one justice not taking part in the ruling. It overturned an earlier federal decision, which found that Google's use of the API had constituted infringement. The ruling determines that APIs are different from other portions of the code. Quote, as part of the interface, the copied lines are inherently bound together with uncopyrightable ideas and the creation of new creative expression, Justice Stephen Breyer wrote in his opinion. Unlike many other computer programs, Breyer wrote, much of the copied lines' value came from developers being invested in the ecosystem, rather than an actual operation of the program. Google used the API to let Java programmers build Android apps, which the court declared is a fundamentally transformative use. The decision specifically focuses on APIs and does not change copyright law around knockoff products, journalistic writings, and parodies. The justices specifically cite fair use as a new creative expression. As covered previously, this is a 10-year-old court battle between the two companies. Now, why do we care? This is a big deal in IT in that it codifies what has been common practice. Open ecosystems require this to be the case, and now there is case law backing it up. It establishes that interfaces are not copyrightable, although it doesn't explicitly say that. It's holding the status quo, which arguably is good for tech. There certainly isn't a need to rebuild anything. This isn't a binary choice, open or closed, free or proprietary. It's a spectrum, and we have a healthy lens. Fair use doctrine applies. With regulation also on the horizon, the interpretation of the courts is going to matter more and more. Some labor news, quoting CIO Dive. The software industry workforce is projected to grow more than 5% in 2021, according to the Cyber States 2021 report published Wednesday by IT trade group CompTIA. The projected growth in the software space, including software as a service applications, sits atop all other technology categories. By comparison, companies in spaces such as tech manufacturing or telecommunications and internet services will grow workforces by 1-2%. In terms of specific technology occupations, CompTIA expects hiring activity will be especially strong in cybersecurity and data science and analytics, which are each expected to grow 4.4%. Software development hiring is expected to grow 3.7%. The base of infrastructure-related IT workforce will amount to almost 1.4 million workers by year's end. Meanwhile, in a non-scientific open survey on Blind, with over 3,000 votes so far, 64% of respondents say they would rather keep working from home rather than switching to a new job with a salary $30,000 a year higher. Now, why do we care? I'm obviously taken with changes to the workforce due to the pandemic. I maintain that those who navigate this well will have a competitive advantage. Now, why couple these two data points? The demand in these job areas is very high, and the need is also growing. New perks and ways to approach hiring are going to matter to successfully recruit. If the benefit of being in the office isn't the draw, and your company culture and perks are focused there, this is a big shift. The days of the free snacks as a draw are likely over. PCmatic, endpoint security built on a zero-trust philosophy, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. Lightweight, simple to deploy, easy to manage, find out about PCmatic's unique lead-sharing programs for MSPs backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Together, we bring advanced security solutions combined with more than sales enablement. We bring actual leads. Find out more about PCmatic by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. I'm making an appearance on Clubhouse tomorrow, Wednesday the 7th at noon Eastern. Link in the show notes. Talk to you again tomorrow.